the way the economy is going at the moment, we're very lucky if we're not heading into another recession. And indeed, I feel myself, my own personal opinion, I feel we're slowly but surely sliding into one. So I think any taxes, particularly the carbon tax at the moment, which is coming on stream now, possibly in May, if it could be at least deferred for at least 2-3 years to give businesses a chance, small businesses and big businesses alike, I'll pull the banks into this as well. Every man, woman and child bailed out the banks in 2008-09 to get them up and going. So it's up to the banks now, and particularly indeed the government, that have the, when the government is formed again, that will have the power to give the businesses a break, big and small, to try and get them kick-started, to get the economy going again. Because if we slide into another recession, Donald, which I feel we're doing at the minute, it's going to be a disaster for the country, a disaster for everybody as a whole.
In early March, we were discussing the issue as though it would be pretty much resolved by June. It's now absolutely clear that is not going to be the case, and financial measures and financial implications are going to go way beyond June. Indeed, it looks as though they could now go way beyond 2020.
Yeah, like I'm hearing myself from sources ourselves within the council there, going from higher authority, that they're expecting us not to be back in Lifford at least around Christmas time, and as you say, beyond 2020. So I mean, when you hear that going on, it's a serious situation. This is going to be what us to well into beyond 2020, unfortunately. Every business, everybody's going to suffer, and everybody's going to have to do their bit as well accordingly. The government is the big one. They need to get the oil going in the wheels here, grease the cogs, and help the businesses.